With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump ushering in Christmas, talking with youngsters, thanking troops, and attacking his political enemies. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president and first lady spent part of Christmas Eve on the phone thanking U.S. military personnel stationed overseas. They spoke with soldiers in Iraq, the Philippines, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The president also talked with several children dialing into the North American Aerospace Defense Command, which playfully tracked Santa's progress around the globe. And he posted a political holiday message online that said, "Merry Christmas to all, including the radical left scum that is doing everything possible to destroy our country, but are failing badly." Greg Clugston, Washington.
For Japan, a huge sum of money. The government there approving a record defense budget plan exceeding 9 trillion yen for the coming year. Now that's roughly equal to $58 billion. The approval Friday aims to fortify strikeback capability and coastal defense, and it comes at a time when relations between Japan and China have worsened. U.S. and Ukrainian negotiators agreeing on a peace plan proposed by President Volodymyr Zelensky toward ending the war with Ukraine. There are a lot of questions yet.
A once 28-point peace plan has now morphed into one with 20. But the key questions of territorial concessions and, in the words of Volodymyr Zelensky, what the U.S. will do if Russia invades again, remain unanswered. There is talk of the freezing of the front lines, which are currently being eroded through costly Russian assaults. Where the Ukrainians fight to keep hold of frontline cities, they are being reduced to rubble regardless. It is why Ukraine believes Russia is merely playing for time with these negotiations devoid of progress.
This is SRN News. All Americans consider childbearing.
The country's birth rate is below the amount needed to keep the population level and has been for several years. So the Public Religion Research Institute conducted a poll asking adults if they support government policies aimed at encouraging women to have children. 54% of respondents say no, they do not support such programs. 41% say yes. Republicans and men are more likely to approve of efforts to increase the U.S. birth rate. Michael Harrington reporting.
Anti-Semitic incidents in the Czech Republic reaching record levels last year. In its annual report, the Federation of the Jewish Community says it registered 4,700 anti-Semitic incidents in 24, almost 9% more than in 23. Federation says Czech Republic has been no exception to a, quote, global explosive wave of anti-Semitism. This is SRN News. Turkish authorities detaining 115 Islamic State members who are planning to carry out attacks on Christmas and New Year's celebration. BBC's Sebastian Usher.
This is not unusual in Turkey. They take these preventive measures regularly and often detain quite large numbers of suspects. And it's been pretty successful. I mean, if you go back about a decade in Turkey, there was a real threat from ISIS coming across the border from Syria and then from Iraq with what was going on with Islamic State then. Since then, there have been attacks, but not on that scale and not with that regularity.
The average rate of a 30-year mortgage ticked down modestly this past week in the same narrow range of the past 2 months. Average long-term mortgage rate fell from 6.18% to 6.21%. More details, srnnews.com.